Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The 2-2, right back to Blackburn, and that will do it. The Yankees win the first of four here in Baltimore by a 7-0 score. Max Fried, the first 18-game winner in Major League Baseball this season.
That's courtesy of Fox Sports. I'm happy now. I got my lox, got my everything bagel, got my orange juice.
I got my lox, too, ready for this weekend.
Lox gambling.
Yeah.
Why is your lox not on your bagel, then?
I picked it off and ate it.
It's just not how it's done.
Lox are not supposed to be a sandwich.
Yes, they are.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
Eat it separately. And then you eat the bagel. I'm only, you want the bottom half? I'm going to eat the top.
No, thank you.
I'll eat your bottom.
Oh, jeez.
What?
You know, I can't. I'm just going to say this. They can't make a worse decision putting cameras in this studio. That's going to be the end of our show.
Yeah, for people that don't know, I can see the cameras now. They've been working with them, so we're eventually.
Yeah, I see the one look peeping at me from the distance here.
You have to go to 105.7 The Fan's only fans page and subscribe, right?
I don't like the way the cameras are set up.
Here will be me the whole time, guys.
I don't like the way the cameras are set up. Why aren't all three of them pointed in the same direction?
You mean at you?
Yes.
All right.
Let me tell you something. I'd pay United States currency to have that happen.
Rob, you're going to have to sit down the entire time, though. Because if you stand up, your head gets cut off.
Yes, I said in the email, we have to alter our behavior.
I can't sit down the whole show.
What's wrong with Rob's head?
You will not. It'll just be your chin down if you stand up.
No.
Or you'd have to stand up and stand against the back of the wall.
Now I'm going to hide the microphone. I'm going to get to the microphone that way.
We'll see how long this lasts, because I'll start taking off an article of clothing every hour.
I can't wait.
I don't like that setup. I got to stand up.
Why? Because Ludacris said so?
Stand up. He said it in the commanding way, too.
Yes.
Stand up. All right, well. Stand up.
All right, fine, man.
For those of you saying they're not talking Orioles baseball, you're right. We don't want to talk. And they lost 7-0 and Fried struck out a gazillion batters. Just was bad. That's why I don't like national games. We always lose on the national
man,
games.
Man, I had they
struck out 15. They struck out 15 times.
Yeah. First and second, and you had one out in the first. I'm like, all right, they can get the free. Let's see what happens here. And it's like, yeah, there's the double play, and
He did have 13 of the 15 strikeouts.
And he's not a big K guy either.
He has 18 wins now. ERA's 2.92. Is he a legitimate Cy Young candidate?
Yes, he's a candidate. I don't think he wins.
Who wins?
I still think it's Scooble, right? Has anybody surpassed him yet? Like, I think Trevor Rogers should get consideration, but I don't think he gets consideration for any of those. And I don't know, by the way, if he's thrown enough innings to even be in.
No, I don't think he has.
But that being said, it's, if you look around the American League, I think you're going to look at a couple of those guys saying, okay, it's Scooble, Fried's look great. Where else do we want to go? I mean, which other pitchers in your mind have really stood out this year, to showcase themselves in the American League? And there's not a lot. I mean, you had Jacob deGrom, who looked good for Texas, stayed relatively healthy most of the year, but I think he wins comeback player of the year. I don't think he's going to win the Cy Young. There's really not a lot of people that have stood out in the American League as far as pitchers that have stayed healthy.
Jorge Mateo's batting 192 with a 288 slugging.
Is that good?
No.
I just wanted to double check the math.
No.
Just want to throw it out there.
Yeah. 288 slugging.
He's got to be on another
234 on base percentage.
I'll be glad when we're done with this whole thing. Because, like, again, I don't dislike the player. I was on Jorge Mateo before. Like I talked about this guy was in the farm system.
I dislike the player.
Fair enough.
And I don't dislike the prospect. The person. The person is great. The player? No.
You know what he reminds me of? He reminds me of... I'll give you a good one. You remember when Brashad Perryman would make all the difficult catches and then the easy ones he would drop?
You mean when he was healthy?
Yeah. Like he went to Tampa Bay and you're like, oh my God, he's with a quarterback and he's actually catching some passes now. He looks decent. And that's kind of how I feel about Mateo. You get these big splash moments. He gets on a little bit of a heater. You see him stealing bases. He's an exciting player to watch. Mm-hmm. I just don't think he's a, what's the right word? Good player. Good.
Someone asked me, how can you do that? And then still show up. Because I don't, it's not personal. I like him.
But if you, hold on.
I like him. I don't want him in the lineup.
But if that's the case, then you can't win. Because you can't criticize him. Exactly. And you can't be the guy that just lifts him up every time. You just have.
Jeremy, I'm criticized regardless of which side I go. If I don't, if someone doesn't like someone and I do, I'm just liking them because I work for them. If I don't like someone as a player or as a coach, well, how can you say that and I saw you talking to him? Because it's not personal. It's not. I don't like the job that you do. You're a great guy.
Yeah.
I just don't like the job that you do. Period.
See, and that's the problem here is that, like, again, you have better players than him within your system right now. You have better players than him on the team. And that's even after trading Ramon away. There's just you're trying to make something happen that's not there. And if he was your guy, if he's just your guy that you use like Terrence Gore and he's coming in and stealing bases for you in the postseason and maybe getting a spot here or there, I'm listening to you, but I don't want that.
But see, Terrence Gore's team was for the most part slow. Orioles are not. You don't need that guy. Who's he coming in pinch running for? Who? You don't have any guys other than maybe Basayo who's that challenged. You know, do I want to take Mayo's bat out of the lineup? Let's say Mayo gets to be who Mayo's going to be. Do you really want to take his bat out of the lineup?
I mean, well, I think it depends on the ninth
inning. Yeah, ninth inning, stuff like that. Yeah.
I mean, if we're going to sit here, it's got to be, hey, where are they at in the game and what do they need?
And you used to say defensive replacement, but who's he the defensive replacement for now?
It shouldn't be anybody.
Nobody.
Nobody.
Nobody now.
And it's limited who he can pitch run for. He's not pitch running for Gunner. He's not pitch running for Westberg. He's not pitch running for any of those. Jackson Holliday. He's not pitch running for any of those guys. It's very limited who he comes in for. And you have to have, if he pitch runs for a position that he can't play, then you have to have somebody else on the bench to come in after him to play that position.
Yeah.
It's just too much. It's way too much. And oh, by the way, I think it's going to be, what, $5.5 million next year or something like that is the number?
No, it's not that. It's a roster spot, really.
Yeah.
It's.
You're going to have an overhaul in the offseason with at least the bullpen and depending on what you add. And as we talked yesterday, I think there has to be some sort of trade to improve, seriously improve at certain positions on the field.
So Mateo, in the words of Arsenio Hall, stop it. Just stop it.
Quick. He's quick.
I see what you did there. 410-583-1057 is the number. World is Stupid at 7:30, but on the other side, Clayton Kershaw yesterday, I was kind of floored. I thought he was going to try to chase maybe 250, but he announced his retirement effective at the end of this Dodgers playoff run. Is Clayton Kershaw a first ballot Hall of Famer? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. I was kind of sad.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not
outside of Cleveland. You know the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos,
maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yesterday, because when I heard the news, because Clayton Kershaw looked like he's reinvented himself. Looked like he added maybe another 2 or 3 years to his career, at least another two. And he hit the news that he is going to retire effective at the end of this year. Clayton Kershaw this year alone, in 20 starts, has 102 innings pitched. He's 10-2 with a 3.53 earned run average. Now, here's the problem. I guess Clayton Kershaw is looking at this, Ed. Mm-hmm. 3.53 earned run average is good for most people, but my career earned run average is a full run lower than that.
Yeah.
He is 222-96, winning almost 70% of his games, 2.54 career earned run average, and a career whip of 1.017. The question is not, is Clayton Kershaw going to Cooperstown? The question is, does he go on the first ballot? And we can end this segment right now, because the answer is yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think a better question would be, do they shorten the time limit to put him in right away? Because I think that's more likely than him not making it in the Hall of Fame. Because if you look at his career, you take a couple things in. Yeah, he did get the whole Peyton Kershaw thing when they were calling him when he didn't win. Finally wins a World Series, right. Gets over that hump, is proven how good he can be. At one point, best pitcher in baseball, not close. For an extended period of time, he has one of the best pitches in baseball. So when you talk about certain guys having, the easy one is Rivera's cutter, right? His curveball was legendary. Like, you would see guys, left-handed batters in the box, turning, thinking that ball is hitting them. It reminded me a lot of Barry Zito when he had his curveball working. But it's one of the best ones I've seen in baseball. When you throw out those numbers, think about how ridiculous it is in the home run era and the steroid era, what this guy did.
What about the postseasons that you alluded to, though? I mean, that seems fair. His ERA is basically twice what it is during the regular season. His win-loss, which you don't talk about, is 500. Mm-hmm. Exactly 500. So what's up with his postseason play? Because that's what all everybody needs to talk about.
That's the bar. You say it's almost two runs more than his career earned run average. Yeah, but it's 4.49. Not 6.4. It's 4.49 when you're playing against the absolute best. Mm-hmm. His career postseason whip, 1.11.
1.1, yeah.
That's not bad.
He just, you know what happened to him?
His bar is so high.
He gave up the home run ball a lot in the postseason.
Yeah.
And I'd like to see what his numbers were had he not faced the Cardinals, because the Cardinals at one point scored 18 runs off of him in two games. I mean, it's just like, it's ridiculous to see how much how much they hit him, including the lefties. At one point, remember the whole lefty-lefty thing. It's like, oh, you don't want lefties in your lineup. Here's Matt Carpenter for the Cardinals hitting bomb after bomb off of Kershaw in the postseason. I do think that.
But even the bad postseason, the career postseason ERA of 4.5 runs. That's not, you know what I mean? You're not getting cut from a team if your ERA is 4.49. The reason why that's so horrible is because he sets the bar so high. 13-13, I'm sorry. Clayton Kershaw is a first ballot Hall of Famer. If he's not, then shut it down.
There's no question he's a first ballot Hall of Famer, but Ed makes a great point about his postseason numbers. It's something you look at and go, man, is that really what happened?
Because it's not kind a small sample size.
Yeah.
They went to the postseason almost every year.
But as I'm looking at it in some of these sets,
career
that he
whip
faced
of 1.1.
Yeah, it's absurd.
No, that's postseason, though.
Yeah.
The numbers across the board are beneath his standards. Yes, they are. But when you're talking about playing against the absolute best teams and your career ERA is 4.49 in the postseason and your whip is 1.11. Should you have been better in the postseason? Yes, but those numbers are still better than a lot, if not better than most, in the postseason.
So the problem is, he's had 39 postseason games. He's given up 30 home runs.
Yeah.
That's the issue. It's just he's given up the long ball. And look, that's still a huge issue. You're talking about in October where the weather is colder, and understanding he's out west and playing in better conditions, but still, you go to Chicago to play. You go somewhere else. Maybe you're playing in the Dome and it's favorable. But he gave up the long ball, and that's something he doesn't do during the regular season. Mm-hmm. So it's a bit of a I guess, an eye grab here when you look at the numbers going, oh, he gave up what? 11 runs in a series against St. Louis. He gave up 9 runs in a series against Boston in the World Series. You know, like you start looking at some of those things going, oh, 8 runs against the Washington Nationals in 2 games.
Jeremy, I guarantee you, if you would have asked most people what's his career postseason ERA, they would have told you over five, mm-hmm. because that's how it's talked about. Or his career, it's got to be over 5. Or maybe somebody say even higher than that. But when you look at his numbers, and you're right, you look at the what it really stands out, when he kind of earned that reputation of choking in the postseason. But if you look at the whole picture of it, he's not historically bad in the postseason.
Is he the best pitcher of the past 20 years?
Yes. 20 years? Yes. Yes. Because that's when Greg Maddux started winding it down.
Well, I'm just saying, like, all right, so you're going to have some guys that we would consider in that in the back end, right? Like mm-hmm. the back end of their careers. When we start talking about Maddux and Randy Johnson and
I don't put them in that class.
And Pedro Martinez. I think they're all in that class.
You think they're in the same timeline, 20 years?
I'm just saying that some of those guys were at the back end of their careers.
Right.
I'm saying, like, so when we had guys coming in whatever, 2005 on, mm-hmm. was he the best pitcher?
Yes. Because Maddux retired in 08.
I don't think it's close. I think he has been the best pitcher.
Yeah, Maddux retired in 08. So, yes, in the last 20 years, he is the best pitcher.
He's got an MVP, a Triple Crown, World Series, 5-time ERA title, 3-time Cy Young, 11-time All-Star, Gold Glove.
He won the Roberto Clemente Award.
That too. He just put him in. Just put him in. He's first ballot. There's debates over.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Let's go to Mike in Baltimore. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm good. It's a no-brainer. He's first ballot Hall of Famer, man. It's no contest. And if you want to talk about postseason, shoot, Earl Weaver was 1-3 in the World Series. But you know what? Earl Weaver is a hell of a manager. So you know, it's no question at all.
Hey, thanks a lot, Mike. Appreciate it, man.
He just wake up. There's no question at all that he's
he led the league in ERA plus 4 times. He led the league in strikeouts 3 times. He had 301 strikeouts in 2015.
He was
300 strikeouts.
He was the standard that you compared everybody else to in the game when he was pitching. When he was at his prime, he's as good as anyone in the history of the league when he was at his prime.
He was the man for years. I mean, it's the guy everybody talked about all the time.
And if a man has 301 strikeouts, what's acceptable for how many times he walks people? What would you accept? 301 strikeouts. He threw.
I mean, if he had a
232 and 2/3 innings pitched. How many?
If he had a 3-1 strikeout ratio, so that's 100 walks. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah, he had 42. Yeah.
Wow,
he had 42 walks.
Yeah.
Wow.
He walked one of those was intentional. So he had 41 walks. Yeah, 301 strikeouts and 42 walks. He threw 232 innings and gave up 15 home runs.
Who's the asshat that doesn't vote for him on the first ballot?
His ERA, he had 2 consecutive years of ERAs under 2. 3 out of 4 years of a sub-2 ERA. He went 1.83, 1.77. Then he had a horrible year. He had 2.13. Then he went 1.69. Then he had another horrible year. He only led the league with a 2.31 ERA.
Sucks.
This guy sucks, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm.
His war in 1 year as a pitcher, his war was 8.1. His career war, 77.7.
So good, man.
Let the man in.
Let him in.
Let the man in. Start doing his bust now.
Let the boy watch.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Cordell Woodland joins us at 8, but on the other side, we get stupid with Jeremy Kahn.
Oh, yeah, we're going to get into a bunch of fun stuff. Got some crazy stories for you guys. We'll get into it, talk about some of the weird things that are going on. We'll do that next here on The Fan. There were so many, like, just weird stories today that I wanted to bring up, one of which, suspected human remains found in traveler's luggage at a Florida airport, said he used it for rituals.
Oh, really?
That's very nice.
Oh, so he knew it.
Yeah. Didn't do that story. Huh. I was telling you guys before we came back, I was like, Monica Bellucci and what's that cat's
name? Tim Burton.
Tim Burton just broke up, to which I said, how the hell did Tim Burton pull Monica Bellucci for 3 years? To all you kings out there that can't find a queen, step up your game. Because that dude is what some people might call ugly. And she is 60 and doesn't look like it. She's one of the most beautiful people in the world. But hey, the heart wants what the heart wants. I kind of feel like this is worse than the Julia Roberts, Lyle Lovett thing. When you look at him going, how the hell did he? What the? Anyway. So yeah, we did have that. We also had another story here that I wanted to get to about a zoo in China. They had to ban visitors from showing the baby chimp Ding Ding viral videos because he became obsessed and it could cause health problems for him. So have you ever seen somebody walk up to, they're in a zoo and they have a video or they do like a little magic trick in front of either chimpanzees or other monkeys and they're like, and they go like, they're all like, where'd it go? Where'd it go? So now people are going up showing them videos and that's all they want to do. They want to see the videos.
Really?
So they're saying it could cause health problems for good old Ding Ding.
What kind of health problems?
I mean, here it's just saying anxiety because like...
Mental health problems.
Yes. Yeah. So I guess chimps can get mental health issues. Who knows? But
sure. They have brains. I mean, mental.
Hey, man.
Mentally challenged by things.
All right. Well, then move on. So, all right. How about this one? There was another story that that came out. Should you be able to get whatever you want on your license plate?
No.
Now, what if you had an unusual name? And you wanted it on there, and then the DMV or whoever keeps saying no.
I think they reserve the right.
Okay.
Driving is a privilege, not a right.
Right.
There's a girl.
Ass man.
Yeah, ass man. There's a girl who her license plate is IAMISIS. Now, if you're trying to spell it out in your head, it says I am ISIS. The girl's name is ISIS. So she wanted her license plate to say I am ISIS, and they won't let her.
No.
They put it back.
They should. Go ahead. If you really want it, go. Yeah.
Wait till your car gets keyed because somebody
every
hit
day.
You something else.
Yeah. I mean, every single day. So stop it.
My name was a name thousands of years before the terrorist group. Yeah, I don't see a lot of guys named Adolf today. Do you? Yeah.
Have you? No. He really destroyed that name.
Yeah.
And Michael Bolton.
And the mustache. Yeah, Michael Bolton. I love the
Why
whole catalog.
Why should I change?
I love the whole catalog. Why don't you just go by Mike?
What? Princess, you know, Consuela Banana Hammock. Yeah.
Yes. Look at you.
Who's that?
That's Friends.
Friends. That's what I thought.
That was Phoebe, right?
Yeah.
Princess.
Yeah.
Princess Consuela Banana Hammock.
That's they right. said you could change your name to whatever you want. She's just like, yeah, we're going to do that. But, There were a couple other things that I thought were interesting.
I don't know. I do not know an Adolf.
Are you surprised?
I don't know. I've never thought about that until you said it. They don't exist.
Napoleon? You don't hear that name anymore?
Yeah, you do.
Where?
A couple of athletes.
Oh, you're right. You're right. Yeah. The Kaufman, Napoleon. Yeah, Kaufman. That's the one I remember. Whatever.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think Napoleon's in the same category as Hitler.
All right.
Napoleon was, you know.
Is anybody's last name Hitler?
I don't know any Hitlers.
No.
He had family members that lived in the United States.
I know, but I don't know anybody who used that name.
Changed that when I got here.
Well, that was until like the 70s. Like, it was Billy Hitler was his cousin.
Billy?
Yeah. He had two kids, too.
Hey, Billy? It's Billy Hit. I'm here.
William Hitler. And he went by Billy. Billy
My mom's favorite son.
Because it sounds less threatening.
Jesus.
I go by Billy.
It was a weird situation. I listened to a podcast about it.
They didn't do away with Josephs after Stalin.
Yeah, it's true.
But I think Joe stayed around.
Any Benitos around there?
Benito? Del Toro?
Benicio.
Benicio.
Oh, you said...
Benito. Benito. As in Mussolini.
Yeah, I'm sure there's some. Let me ask you about this.
Probably my neighborhood.
Is it cool or is it stupid that a 58-year-old guy is going viral for deciding to try out for a Division III football team... And he made the Lycoming roster. Do you think that's cool? Lycoming? Is that what it is?
Yeah. Is that what it is?
Yeah. The 58-year-old made their roster. How bad is your team? It's like, this is amazing.
What position is he?
Kicker?
No, he's here. Let me see if I can get his position. Defensive back.
Defensive back? Get out of here.
Ain't nowhere in the world 58-year-old.
Come on.
I think he was a defensive back in high school. They put him on the D-line.
Okay.
Yeah. Defensive back.
Oh no, he's out of the game with a heart attack. Questionable return. Questionable to return. All right, I want to ask you the double standard that we have in life, where it's We talk about women when they sleep with men and they've slept with too many, and all of a sudden, you know, you become a slut or whatever people want to call you. We've got this situation where tennis was kind of rocked, where a woman was dating two different tennis players and everybody was talking about her. And she's like, well, if guys can do it, why can't I? Do you feel like, I know the answer to this.
Wasn't that a movie?
What?
It just came out?
Called Challengers.
Yeah. With, what's her name?
Zendaya.
Zendaya. This is a movie.
Is that what that movie's about?
Like, yeah.
Because I know there's some weird sexual stuff that goes on there.
But tennis is a side thing to the love triangle.
Brooks Nader, okay? She's dating Carlos Alcaraz and Yannick Sinner at the same time. She pulled two of the best tennis players in the world. And she's like, why are people mad at me? Guys do this all the time. How do you feel about it?
Why are you mad?
About the double standard?
Yeah, a double standard and her dating. Like, if you're the two tennis players, I'm going, there's so many women out here. See you later. I'm not doing that unless it's just all they want. It's just the date.
I think you said a heart once with a heart once.
Uh-huh.
Or
the crotch
other
ones
parts of the crotch. Yeah, ones. Yeah. So I don't feel any kind of way about it.
Yeah, I mean, do I have a problem with women doing this?
Yes.
No, not really, because I think all you're doing is force them into lying.
But there is a double standard.
100% is a double standard.
I didn't make the rules. I just obey them.
Yeah.
No, you don't.
It just because what happens is we went through this the other day. Maybe it was all fair talking about women. Like, you know, when you want to know their number, they're all going to lie. Unless, you know, you get a rare person who doesn't care. Say, you know, that was my
brags life. About it.
Yeah.
That is the interesting thing when, because I think I've been there and I've regretted it immediately, where it's like, I want to know the answer to this, but I don't want to know the answer to this because it's going to make me feel different, you know?
While I want to know the answer because I don't care.
You don't, which is.
I truly don't care.
Try this one on. I was with a woman once and a guy walked in the bar and she said, she told me she slept with him before. I'm like,
why would you tell me that?
Why are you telling me this?
Oh, see, no. I have the complete opposite rule. I want to know.
I don't want to know. I don't know him.
I 100% want to know.
Not me.
Because, I'll tell you why. If it's a woman I'm dating, I don't want to be the guy left out of the joke. Like, you're chatting to this guy in the bar. You guys are thinking, well, yeah, we know, you know, we used to hook up. And the only person that doesn't know is me. Uh-uh. I don't care.
Maybe you're right about that, but that wasn't even a situation. He just walked by.
Oh, well.
He just walked by. He wasn't talking to us.
I wouldn't have said that.
Yeah. Exactly. Okay. We weren't engaged in a conversation.
Well, let me throw you mine, because the first girl I ever hooked up with was an absolute nymphomaniac, and I didn't know what to do. Like, I mean.
You don't know what to do with a nymphomaniac?
No.
Oh, she had a speech impediment, too.
No. Well, I mean, yes. But the point is, like, until people say they've dated aggressive people that just are all about sex. Like, you could not have a conversation unless it revolved around sex. It had to be sex all the time. Like, we're at a diner. Like, what do you want to eat? It's like, oh, I'd love to do this to you. Like, okay, is a burger fine? Like, can we?
Yeah.
Like, you get to a certain point, and then there was this breaking point when we walked into a movie theater, and I saw this dirty ass dude come over, and he gave her like the biggest hug and picked her up, and I'm like, what the hell's going on over here? And he starts high fiving me and like, hey man, she's such a great girl. You're gonna love her. And I'm like, wait a minute, I'm not buying a used car from you. I'm not looking for your five stars. And I was so
You got a stamp of approval. What do you want?
I mean that thing has run its course. Because when people say they dated someone that's a nympho, like maybe you have somebody with an aggressive, you know, sexual drive. This was absurd, like off the charts. And for a guy that just finally had hooked up with somebody, that wasn't the right way to go for me. It's like, can I breathe real quick? Like, this is ridiculous. You probably would have loved it, Ed. So, anyway, that's your world of stupid.
Shovels at 8:30, but on the other side, my favorite Friday segment, NFL Week 3 picks up next on the...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him.
him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Fan. It's pick 'em time. Let's start off. We all picked Buffalo last night, so we all start off 1-0. Atlanta, Carolina, who you got? It.
Falcons. I just don't believe in the Panthers.
I don't believe in them either, but I believe they're going to have to win some games, and I think they start off this Sunday.
Ooh.
I think they beat Atlanta. Jeremy?
Rob doing what I wanted to do, but I picked two upsets this week, and that's not one of them, but I'll just say this. Carolina keeps it really close, but I'll take Atlanta to win.
Green Bay at Cleveland, Jeremy.
I'm taking Green Bay. I mean, I know it's a road game. Green Bay's been at home for their first two games, if I'm not mistaken. They've had 10 days to get ready for this. Please.
Please.
I'm taking Green Bay.
The Browns fans are upset with the NFL for scheduling Green Bay at their house the week after the Ravens celebrate their 30th anniversary. That don't make any sense either, does it?
No.
I know. Green Bay wins this game.
Same.
Yeah. So this is a keep it moving?
That's a keep
it. You should have said it. Houston at Jacksonville, Ed.
I'm going with the Jaguars. I for whatever reason, I just don't believe in the Texans. I don't think the Jaguars are very good, but I think they win this game and they're at home.
I don't think they're very. Houston is very good either, but they beat the Jaguars because I think they're less good.
I'm going with the Jags.
Jags?
Yeah.
All right. What do you have on Cincinnati and Minnesota to battle the backups?
Yeah, it's funny. Battle the backups, and one of them's clearly a starter, but he's a back. He looks like a backup. As much
who's,
as I think
who's the starter in this?
JJ McCarthy. Are you talking about?
And JJ.
Oh, he's getting hurt.
He's out.
Who's starting for McCarthy?
Carson Wentz.
Yeah,
Carson Wentz. That is right. I'm sorry.
I'm crazy. Late breaking news.
It doesn't change my pick. I'm still going with Cincinnati, but I forgot that he even got hurt. He was so bad it didn't matter. And Carson Wentz, it's the ghost of him. The one thing I know is Cincinnati's offense, even with Browning, is still going to show up. The sad part is their defense going
to
show up.
I was about to say defense show up. I think Carson Wentz cuts him and dice him against unites him. I think they win this one.
I'll still take Cincinnati.
Look at you. You sound like that attorney on TV just
you like that.
Yeah,
like
it was
that.
Good.
I'm going with Minnesota.
So am I. I'm going Minnesota. I think Carson Wentz is he may be better than McCarthy. I think Wentz is going to do fine. Yeah, I think Minnesota wins this one.
Pittsburgh at New England. Edward.
I'm going to New England at home. I think Pittsburgh's fraudulent. I don't think they're very good. I don't know who the Patriots are, but they're at home. I'm going to go with New England.
I don't believe New England's a playoff team, but I think New England's better than I thought they were at the beginning of the season. Yeah. Pittsburgh is who I thought they were at the beginning of the season. Patriots win. Jeremy.
I'm with the Pats. Pittsburgh team.
This song right here.
Yeah. The Pittsburgh, this team just looks dreadful. Like they had no business even beating the Jets.
I know. Yeah.
So I'm taking New England.
They didn't beat the Jets. The Jets beat the Jets.
That's fine.
L.A. Rams versus Philadelphia. Jeremy?
Rams keep it close, but I'll take the Eagles to win.
I couldn't say it better than that. So I'm going with it. Keep it moving.
I'm going with the Eagles until they lose. I mean, I'm going to go with them every week. They're one of the best teams in the league, if not the best.
I think they're severely overrated.
Severely?
Yes. I mean, if you look at how they played against the Cowboys and look at how they played against the Chiefs, and they were fortunate to get out with two victories there, I just think there's something wrong with this team in the back end and on offense, but it hasn't shown because their defense has done enough to get the job done.
Philadelphia asked for a second opinion on your diagnosis, and I tell them, he's right. You're overrated, but it's not severe.
Oh, all right.
It's curable.
Yeah.
It's not severe. All right, Jeremy, should we even ask Ed about the next game?
No, because let him pick a tie.
Jets at Tampa. Ed.
Oh, no, the Jets and the Bucks. Who do I pick here? Cha-cha-cha-cha.
Why do you have to add cha-cha?
Because it makes him laugh every time I do it. He's like, I don't talk like that.
Who you got? Jets and the Snowman. Bucks.
I'm going with the Buccaneers. They're the better team here for sure.
I'm going with the Bucks, Jeremy.
It's the Bucks home opener.
Yeah.
It is?
Yeah.
Damn.
Going with the Bucks. We had a couple teams with their home openers this week.
Indianapolis versus Tennessee. A game of horseshoe.
A game of horseshoes. I'm taking Mr. Wendell. This is my upset.
Is this?
Give me Tennessee. I think Tennessee knocks off the Colts.
You better say the team because there's people out there like, who does Mr. Wendell play for?
I am everyday people. I'm taking Mr. Wendell and Tennessee.
I'm going Indianapolis.
I'm going Indy as well.
Daniel Jones' first road game in a Colts uniform.
Well, we'll see.
Las Vegas at Washington.
Commanders.
You going Commanders?
Commanders.
I don't know Jaden Daniels' status for this game, but it is a knee. So even if he does play, he won't be Jaden Daniels. And I just feel like Vegas goes in here on the road and gets this win. I'm going Vegas.
Wow, I like Vegas. I like this version of Rob. That means I'm just going to go ahead and pass you in the standings. Give me Washington.
Denver at Chargers.
This is the one for me that the more and more I looked at this game.
You clutched your purse, your pearls.
I did.
Now.
Yeah,
you're doing it again.
Look, he made me.
So you clutch your purse when I walk in, but you clutch your pearls that time.
That, okay.
Everybody does.
This is one where the line movement is so strange on this game. The Chargers have been a 3-point favorite. It's the Chargers' home opener, even though technically their first home game was in Brazil.
Right, yeah.
You look at the spot, Denver's coming off of a loss where their defense didn't look good in game two. Their offense didn't look good in game one. It went from 3 to 2.5. How, Sway? Give me the Broncos in an upset. I think they knock off the Chargers.
Yeah, I'll go with the Chargers. I like all that stuff you said. Sounds good. Chargers win.
Yeah, I didn't like anything you said. I'm going with the Chargers. I think they're one of the best teams in the league right now.
Okay. New Orleans at Seattle.
Okay, all right. Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
New Orleans at Seattle.
Seattle. All right. This is one of the worst teams in the league is going into Seattle, and they're going to get curb stomped.
Keep it moving, Jeremy.
I'm taking the up. Yeah, keep it moving. All right. Come on, man.
Dallas at Chicago.
This is the one that I think everybody's going to get wrong this weekend. Bears win. Bears win. Bears are 1.5-point dogs. They should be favored in this game. Look at you. You're on the right side.
I got Chicago.
Chicago.
I got
wins.
Chicago winning.
Oh, look at you.
We
guys.
All got Chicago in this one.
Well, they copied off my sheet. I spoke too soon. I should have let them pick first.
Arizona at San Fran. Edward.
I'm going with the Cardinals. I still think they're a pretty good team, and I think the Giants, the 49ers, are going to have a tough day with them.
To be fair to you, there are a San Francisco Giants team. They're just in a different league.
Yes. You're finally jumping on Arizona train.
Yep.
Because I've been on it since before the season started. I got Arizona over San Fran. Because whether Brock Purdy plays or doesn't play, he's not going to be Brock Purdy.
I'm going with Mac Jones.
Mac Jones?
Give me Mac Jones and the 49ers. You guys are on the wrong side.
Is Mac Jones Wally Pip Purdy?
No. He ain't good enough.
All right.
He ain't that dude.
Sunday Night Football, KC at Giants.
Go ahead, Ed.
Jeremy.
No, I want Ed to pick this one first.
I'm picking the Giants.
Are you?
In an upset, yep.
I thought he was going to.
Yeah.
Tell us why you like him.
I just do. I'm not impressed with what I see from the Chiefs, and the Giants have been playing really good football so far. Surprising me. I'm not a Giants fan.
Yeah.
I just think this is it's going to be the upset of the weekend.
This is the continuing Ed reporting the demise of the Chiefs. He does it the last 4 years.
I'm sorry I had to do this, but I don't agree with anything you said. That's the only reason I did that. Give me the Chiefs.
I'm going Chiefs, too. Now, Chiefs have lost. What is it, Joseph?
They've lost their last 5 games in New York against the Giants.
Oh, those are good Giants teams.
Eddie! Ha-cha-cha-cha-cha! You guys got it wrong. My old magic hat. Can you believe the Giants are on Sunday Night Football? We got a battle of 0-2 teams on Sunday Night Football.
Yeah, but all 0-2 teams aren't created equal.
No, neither of these two.
I'm just saying, this early in the season.
End of the year, the Chiefs are going to have a winning record in the playoffs. The Giants won't.
But they could have looked at this week and said, yeah, the Chiefs. Like, they didn't know the Chiefs were going to be 0-2, but they could have went, yeah, the Giants are going to be 0-2.
Yeah.
College football preview, week 4 at 8:15, but on the other side, Cordell Woodland. He tells us how the Ravens are going to go 2-1 on Monday night. Baltimore's big bad morning show on the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos,
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.